Why? Ki in tov el Torah. So what better way to prepare for Shavuos? Okay, we'll start with the Rav Tzadok and the Pri Tzadok to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Isa b'sefer Yetzira ligirsas ha'arizal. Himlich o Zayin b'hiluch v'regel smol b'nefesh. The letter for the month of Sivan is the letter Zayin. The action for the month of Sivan is Hiluch. Nisan was. Dibur. Iyar was.
Rabinatam,
right? Hiror. Hiror, Sivan is Hiluch. Walking. Okay. And the body part for the month of Sivan is the regal small, the left leg. Okay, let's pause here. Let's pause here for a second. Turn to page 3. Let's see a little B'nai Yisachar and try to understand before we see Rav Tzadok's approach to the left leg and Hiluch and the letter Zayin. And obviously, to understand the month, you need to start with B'nai Yisachar. So he quotes as well from Sefer Yetzirah and Maimer Aleph and Mamar Chodesh Sivan. And in Oz Beis, as he always does, B'Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich Os Zayin B'Hiluch, B'Kasher Lo Keser V'Tzarfan Zebezev, V'Tzarbehem T'umim Be'olam, the mazel for the month of Sivan is Tu'umim, twins, Gemini by the secular rendering. V'Sivan B'Shana, Sivan is the month. V'Regel Smol B'Nefesh Zachar Nekev, and the body part is the left leg. Okay, how do we put all these things together? Hinei Lefize Tovin Gam Kein Diktuk Bayom Hazeh. What does the Pasuk say in Shmos Perek Yates? When it describes Klal Yisrael coming to Har Sinai, B'Chodesh HaShlishi, L'Tzeis B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim, what does it say? Bayom Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. What's Bayom Hazeh? Lios Hayom Hazeh Himlich Ozayin Behiluch Al Kain Bayom Hazeh Daika Bo Behiluch El Torah Kiyom Zeh Mechsugol Lekach. What's he saying? He's saying that when we arrived in the month of Sivan, which is a month of Hiluch, being able to walk in a strong way, to approach something. So he says, it was Dafka, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that Bo'u Midbar Sinai, that they were able to Bo'u, they had the Koch of Hiluch, to approach Har Sinai, and to prepare themselves for Kabbalah Satorah. But the truth is, it's much deeper than that. Let's go to Osevav, continuing in Bnei Yisachar. He says, I'll tell you further. Va'ora ve'erlacha Bayom Hazeh Daika. Why is it called Bayom Hazeh, on that very day? Tanu Rabbanan. Right, we've learned earlier, Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich Oshei, V'tzar Behem Tala Be'olam, V'nisan B'shana, V'regel Yamin B'nefesh Zachar Nekev. What was the letter for the month of Sivan? Shkara Chavar. What was the letter for the month of, Nisan? The letter Hei. And what was the body part for the month of Nisan? The right leg. So now we're starting to establish a link between Nisan and Sivan. Nisan is the right leg. Sivan is the left leg. It's only when we have the combination of the two legs that we're able to have the action for the month of Sivan, which is Hiluch. You can't walk with one leg. What can you do with one leg? You can hop around, you can have Pesach. That's what the Bnei Yisachar writes in Ozai, which is partially cut off, we don't have it in front of us. But you can have a Pesach with one leg, you could be leaping, you could be hopping on one leg. Now we come to Sivan. Now we get the left leg. Now there's this balancing, and that's why Tu'umim, right? We said the mazel for the month of Sivan is Tu'umim, which means what? Twins. There's a balancing. That's what Sivan's coming to do. It's coming to complete the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to balance us out, not only with our physical freedom, but our spiritual freedom as well. So says the Bnei Yisachar, and Osvav, continuing, V'kan b'Sivan hu mavur le'el, himlich os zayin b'hiluch, v'tzar b'em tu'umim b'olam, b'Sivan b'shanav regel smol b'nefesh zachar n'akev. Where it's underlined. V'hinei. Yi'afshar la'aluch regel echad. It's impossible for a person to walk with a single leg. Minei v'chodesh nisan, kishenigaldu avaseinim mitzrayim, nitzkan b'chinas regel yamin, v'adayin lo nikra halicha. When we left Mitzrayim, we only, so to speak, had the right leg, and therefore we were not yet able to achieve this state of halicha. Ki efshar leilich beregel echad, v'acher kach besivan, kishenitkan bechinas regel small, az hayu muchanim likvoa halachos halichos olam. Then we were able, we recabled the Torah, we were able to have halacha, which is connected, of course, to halicha, to be able to go through this world, to travel through this world in a balanced way. That's what halacha comes to do. And therefore, says Bnei Yisachar, I'll be medayik one step further in the pasuk. What was his first diak in the pasuk? That it was once Chodesh Sivan arrived and Ba'u, we were able to come to Har Sinai because we were able to walk. But he says it's more than that. What does the Torah say? It was Dafka Bayom Hazeh. What's Hazeh? Akein Bayom Hazeh Daika Ba'u. What does that mean? Kishikvar Nitkan Mashenivra Ba'us Zayin. Hainu regal hasmol, umashinivra ba'oz hei. Hainu regal yamin, ozbo'u bahalicha, vizeo bayom hazeh bo'u kishakvar nishlu hazayin vehei. Once we had the Zayin of Sivan to balance out the hey, the letter of Nisan, and we had the right leg of Nisan and the left leg of Sivan, right? So he says that's bayom hazeh. It's the chibur of Zayin and Hay, which allows the ba'u, the halicha that takes place, to come to Kabbalah Satar. Very brilliant explanation of the way Sastra, as he always does. Okay, now we go back to our tzadav. So let's go back to page one. We know a little bit more now about the letter Zayin, a little bit more about the left leg, a little bit more about walking and approaching Kabbalah Satara. But now our tzadav says, but why the left leg? V'hinei ha-sheikh is hiluch l'chodesh sivan, z'man Kabbalah Satara. V'hinei shalashon hiluch, hu al-isa katara. As far as the concept of hiluch, of walking, being a descriptive word for the month of Sivan, that makes a lot of sense. Because Torah is always about being a holich. K'moshe namar, ashrei t'mimei derech, ha-holchim b'Torah Hashem. The avodah of a Jew in this world is to be holich b'Torah Hashem. The Navi Zechariah says the difference between a malach and a person is that a malach is a holich. A malach is an omed, and a person is a holich. V'nasati l'cham ha-halchim b'in ha-omdim ha-eila. I placed mahalchim, those who walk, people, amongst the omdim, amongst the angels. So to have Torah means to be a holich. That's why we got the Torah, not the angels. To be holich b'Torah Hashem. V'kadom harbe psukim. We have it all the time. In b'chukosai, telechu. Right? It's always about halicha, to walk with Torah. So that much he says, I understand. But why the left leg? Halicha, I understand the connection to Sivan. Why the left leg? If anything, the left side in general has somewhat of a negative connotation. Of al mashaychus regel smol leisa kabbalah satorah. Aki shlomar bezel derech amram zal. The Gemara in Brachos tells us shtei klayos yesh bo ba'adam achas yuatzasa letova va'achas v'chulu. A person has two kidneys. One advises him in a good way, and one v'chulu. Or tzaddik doesn't even want to say it. One gives a person not such good advice. Which one is the good one? Which one is the bad one? The right kidney, the left kidney. Which is the better one? I once heard a maisa, someone told me that there was someone who was donating their kidney, and they weren't sure, to a fellow Jew, who needed a kidney, and they weren't sure which one to give. On the one hand, right, my right kidney is my better, spiritually better kidney. On the other hand, maybe for my fellow Jew, I should give the right kidney. So they went to Rabbi Yashar and they asked him, what should I do? So Rabbi Yashar said, that question is not for me. You need to ask someone who's osik in these things. Who did they ask? Of Kaduri, maybe? I don't know. They Rabbi Yashar sent him somewhere else. And a certain Rav, Mukobel, and he said, you should give the left one. He says, but when a Jew gives a kidney for another Jew, the act is such a chashev act that when your friend is makabla, it'll be by him like a right kidney. It'll be an epoch to a right kidney. Okay. Ayin shah. Dvar ma'oim debruma shalom. Yes, our tzaddik says, which is the good kidney? Which is the one that gives good advice? Umistabra de tovil, you mean, the pashup shot would be that the right kidney is the better one. And the right leg is the better one. And the right hand is the sad of chesed, and the left hand is the sad of din and gvura. So the pashtus is that the right side is the better side. In which case, our question becomes intensified. Why is the left leg the leg of Kabbalah Satara? Dechsev leiv chacham liyamino, v'leiv ksil lismolo. Hainu ha'etas ledvarim chitzonim letzarche aguf hu lismol. And when it comes to matters of this world, that's usually associated with the left side. The right side is the side that's more ruchni, more connected to spirituality. So he answers as follows. V'isa b'medrash, the medrash from this past week's parsha, parsha's b'chukosai. Pasuk says, Chichavti d'rachai v'ashiva raglai alidosecha. Famous medrash in Vayikra Rabba. Pasuk says, until I'm kuf yotes, I thought about my ways, and my feet returned me to your edus, to your testimonies, to your mitzvos. Says the Medrash, David HaMelech said this about himself, Amar David, b'chol yom ha'isi mechashev l'makom ploni ani holich. Every day, David HaMelech says, I intend to go to a particular place to deal with matters of this world. I'm a king. I have responsibilities. I have to take care of the taxation. I have to take care of the army. I have to take care of the needs of Amchi Yisrael. And yet, every day when I intend to take care of the Tzarchei Tzibur, the matters of this world, Hayiraglai Mevioso Si Levate Knesios Levate Midrashos. David HaMelech says, Chishavti derachai, I intend to go to involve myself in Olam Hazeh, and yet, Ashiva raglai, elito secho, and my feet drag me on a daily basis to base Knesset and to base Medrash. What's the pshat? David HaMelech couldn't control himself. Was he really not taking care of the needs of the people? Was he really going to base Medrash? Were his feet going on their own to the base Medrash? What does that mean? V'ayinim shekol kach nikvu direi Torah b'libo, hachim achshavas chutz ledvarim chitzonim, she'im b'chinas, turn the page, regal small. David HaMelech was so deeply attached to Torah that even when it came to dvarim chitzonim, even when it came to matters of this world, left leg types of things, David HaMelech what? Nasim izeh atzmo yamin labati medrashos. Meaning, it's not that David HaMelech, push up shot in the measure, it's not that David HaMelech says, I have to go meet with other kings to talk about how to govern the world. Right? And I don't show up to those meetings, I end up in the base medrash. No. David HaMelech says, I sat at those same conference tables with all those kings from all the other nations of the world. And I was very much involved in matters of this world. But I was so deeply connected to Torah that what? That by me, that was my base medrash. That was my base Knesset. There was no chilek by David HaMelech. It wasn't now I'm learning and now I'm in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and now I'm wasting my time on mundane matters. David HaMelech, again, the lashon is Nikva Hadivrei Torah Belibo. He was so deeply attached to Torah that Mimachshavos Chutz, David HaMelech's thoughts regarding Dvarim Chitzonim became a base medrash. V'nei Lechora Soser Zeh L'mamar Chachmeinu Zechronu L'vracha. But says, Rav Tzadok, doesn't this contradict, doesn't this notion of kind of intending to be in one place, and then, I just happened to end up in the base medrash. Doesn't that seem to contradict the Gemara and Megillah? Lo yadati matzasi al tamim. If a person says, I didn't intend for something, and then I found great success in my Yiddishkeit, don't believe such a person. So how could it be that David HaMelech is thinking about mundane things, and yet it's being transformed into great success in the base medrash, in the base Knesset? Kedisa tema zeba sefer me'ashilach, my Rebbe. The Halakha Ishbitzer raised this question. How did David HaMelech automatically, without working on it, turn a Davar Chitzoni, a Davar Gashmi, into a Davar Ruchti? So he said, of course David worked on it. David had prepared himself for a long time in advance to reach a certain Madrega where his autopilot for Dvarim Gashmiim was automatically a Davar Ruchti. V'yishalom b'zeh piya yidua mistiras lashmi yagati matzasi. Says Rav Tzadok, we could answer this question based on the well-known explanation. Beis Halevi brings the same explanation. Many Sfarim bring this explanation. What does it mean yagati umatzasi? Seems like a contradiction. Yigia means I made an effort. Mitzia means I was walking down the street and I found a lost object, which was hefker, and I kept it for myself. There's no effort. There's no planning. So what do you mean yagati umatzasi? Ki alashon mitzia hu alba behesach adas below yigia. Rakshal yedeha yegia harbe mikodem hu ba'achar kach b'derech mitzia behesach adas. If you train yourself, if you put in the time and the effort in advance, there will be moments where what? Where you do in fact achieve something behesach adas. Meaning you'll be able to find success in this world, spiritual success in this world, at a moment when you weren't particularly looking for it. That's yagati matzasi. I was working really hard on understanding this Tosfos for hours in the base medrash. I didn't feel like I really had it. Next thing you know, I was sitting at lunch with my friends, eating a slice of pizza, and all of a sudden I chap Tosfos. What's the pshat? It's a mitzia. It wasn't b'shas yagia, but the yagia that you did in advance sets the stage for the mitzia that comes later, behesach hadas. That's what David HaMelech is saying. V'azeh yish l'chavein halashon, v'ashiva raglai, al pi adrash ha'ir raglai molichos osi. On the one hand, David HaMelech is saying, the Pasuk says, "Va'ashiva raglai," that I brought my feet, right? It was very much proactive. I controlled my feet. And yet the Drash says, the Medrash says, that what? Raglai molichos osi, my feet are taking me. So which is it? Is it automatic or is it with effort? Hainu me'atzmam. Umahu lashon va'ashiva shenira mizeh shehu heishivam. So what's the lashon of va'ashiva? It sounds like David HaMelech is in control, yet the Medrash is saying it's happening automatic. Says Rav Tzadok, it's exactly the pshat. Amnam shelo nemar v'shavti raglai, rak va'ashiva shu pol yotze. Hainu shehu garam lizeh al yedeh ha'igiyah shemikodem, sheyashivu at me'atzmam al yidosecha. David HaMelech says, because I trained myself to think like a Jew, I was able to, because of all the agiyah, so of course there's an element of ashiva. Yes, I earned this. It was all of my efforts that set the stage. But at the moment that it actually was happening, it was automatic. He was so deeply connected to Torah. Everything David HaMelech did was automatically a davar ruchni. V'alzeh maram is regel smol. And now we understand, Rabosai, now we understand why Sivan, the month of Torah, of Kabbalah Satorah, is what? Is the left leg. Because a true Torah Dikiyid is not all about I'm only in the presence of Hashem when I'm in the Beis Medrash. And I'm only, I have to be mamish, b'poel, in the Beis Knesset or Beis Medrash, in order to feel that I'm in Hashem's Beis Medrash or Beis Knesset. The goal is no. Kabbalah Satorah taught us, and the Chiddush, as we'll see today, the Chiddush of Klal Yisrael, which is really the Chiddush of what Hashem wants from this world, is that a Jew should be able to be mechaber, gashmias and ruchnias, in a beautiful and harmonious way. Turn a left kidney into a right kidney, turn a left leg into a right leg. That the Zion and the Hay come together, that we're able to be mechaber, the left leg and the right leg, that it's one and the same, right? That the Dvarim Chitzonim Gamkin Liyamin LeDivrei Torah Kedvareinu HaNizkar Leh. This idea that our Tzaddok is speaking about here, besides the fact that in this past week's Parsha, the Sfas Emes has countless explanations of this Medrash, but the reason Sfas Emes is so attached to this Medrash is because the whole theme of the Sefer Sfas Emes is about this. The first piece in Likutei Moran, of finding the Seichel Shebechol Davar, the idea of trying to find the Nekuda Pnimis within every Davar Gashmi of this world, that's what the whole Sefer Sfas Emes is about. That's what every piece in Sfas Emes is focused on. How do I get down to that inner Nekuda, that inner spark that's inside of everything? And again, Sfas Emes has many, many, almost every year, he has comments on this Medrash. Let's take a look on page 4 from Tafresh Mem Aleph. 1881. Sfas Emes writes, B'Medrash, Chishavti derachai v'ashivir aglai aleidosecha, ki ikar ha-shevach shezochen ha-yidea Torah. What does Torah teach us to do? What does Torah do for us? What's the greatest praise of the Torah? That it comes with above a kama, above a messiah, above a basra? True, but more than that. Ki ikar ha-shevach shezochen ha-yidea Torah letakin gam ha-teva u'madregos tachtonos. The chiddush of Torah is not that Hashem can be found in the Beis Medrash. The chiddush of Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found in the streets. And Hashem could be found outside the Beis Medrash. And Hashem could be found in the natural world. And Hashem could be found in the Madrigos Tachtonos, and lowly things. Kasher Chacham Yigidu Gedola Torah, Shenosenes Chaim Looseh Ba'olam Hazeh Uva'olam Haba. Torah is very much about this world. Umikodem Amar Derachai, Shehayelo Adayin Nagia. Initially, David HaMelech says, Chishavdi Derachai. Originally, David refers to it as my ways. I thought that my way was separate from your way. But then I realized, Vashiva raglai alidosecha. But then my feet taught me, right? The Dovid Melech says, I realized over time that my way and your way, it's one and the same. It's one and the same thing. Behold derachecha dayhu. Right? Behold derachecha and all of your ways, dayhu, know him. It's not a stira. So originally Dovid Melech says, Chishavti derachai, it was my own thing. I thought this wasn't your thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your thing's in the Beis Medrash. V'achar kach bo'el labitol mikol v'kol. And then Sfas Emes has a beautiful, beautiful explanation of Pirkei Avos. What do we say in Pirkei Avos? U'beiz madregos elu ramas atana ba'amro. The Tana is meramis to this in the second parak of Avos, when it says, Atzei ritzono kirtzoncha, and then it says, batel ritzoncha. What does it mean, Atzei ritzono kirtzoncha? Right, first it says, you should try to make ritzono, his will, your will. Which means what? That my will and Hashem's will are still two separate things. That I say Hashem likes this. I happen to like this. But I'm going to try to focus more on the things that Hashem likes. That's a high madrega. You know what's a higher madrega? Batel ritzoncha. To be mavatel your ratzon to the point that you realize it's one and the same. It's not two separate, it's not Hashem versus you. It's mamish one and the same thing. And Pirkei Avos is telling us these two madregos. Kedin mashakosam mitoch shalol lishma balishma. Hopefully, initially, I do Hashem's things with an awareness that it's Hashem's thing. But hopefully, over time, I realize that everything that I do is Hashem's thing. Everything I encounter in this world, this is Hashem's world. It's Hashem's thing. Uksiv, v'sam derech arenu b'yesh alokim. Darshu chazal, ha-meisim archosav ba'olam hazeh, b'yesh alokim hu pnimis lishma. When a person who's what? V'sam derech. A person who, right, the Gemara darshins in Sota. No, the Gemara darshins in Chagiga. What is he quoting in the footnotes here? Sota dafe. Maybe it's in both. It's not in Chagiga, it's Mord Katan dafe. It's Sota dafe and it's Mord Katan dafe. That's my final. Final answer? Yes, final answer. It's definitely in Mo'ed Katan Dafei, and I'm pretty sure it's also in Sota Dafei. And he quotes in the footnote, Sota Hayamud Biz. It's Mo'ed Katan Hayamud Aleph. What does it say there? V'sam derech kol ha-sham or chosav. Sham means to evaluate. Right? Sham means to evaluate. So anyone who evaluates his ways will see the salvation of God. What does that mean? It means that if I evaluate my ways, so to ask myself, where is Hashem in this Maisa Gashmi that I'm involved with, I come to see the salvation of Hashem. I come to see the Pnimius, Lishma. Mitosh Lo Lishma Balishma. V'ze'ikra Bracha. And that's the Bracha that we read about this past week. V'nasati Gishmechem V'itam. Hashem says, I will give you the Geshem in its proper time. What does that mean? Tikun kol inyani olam hazel lios nimshachem achar kedusha. What does it mean, Geshem be'itam? It means that the Gashmius will find its place. Afilo ilani sarak, asidin lasos peros. That even things, even trees that are barren, will eventually bear fruits. And we know that peros, of course, is meramis to Torah and mitzvos. That even things that seem to be devoid of a davar ruchni will bear fruits in the realm of ruchnius. V'hu ikra shleimus. And this is the goal. This is what Shleimus is about, of uniting Guf and Neshama. That's exactly the existence, the tachlis of a man in this world. Kamo sheyeh la'asid, as it says, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, shalom milashon Shleimus, perish Rashi, shalom tomer harei meichlu mishteh, im ein shalom ein klom. Without shalom, without a sense of Shleimus, without knowing how to attach oneself to, and that's why Rov Rishonim hold, not like the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Olam Haba is that the Neshama lives on eternally. Rov Rishonim, the Mekubalim, Pnimius HaTorah says very differently. It says Olam Haba is a purified existence of Guf and Neshama in this world eternally. It's a perfectly balanced existence of Guf and Neshama. That's what Shleimus is. That's what Svasemis is saying here. V'hainu k'mo shekasuv v'savata hishamru lachem. L'chein tzrichen lishmor atzom v'tanugei olam hazeh. A person has to be careful of tanugei olam hazeh. Rak b'shabbos kodesh. But Shabbos, which is Shabbos shalom, right? We say Shabbat shalom to people. V'yesh bo aliyah v'dveikas la'ashorosh mitzvah l'sanik. On Shabbos, why are we allowed to engage in Gashmius that much more? Because on Shabbos, we have that clarity. It's a sense of Shleimus. There's a greater Dveikus. When I'm more in the presence of Hashem, I'm not as scared of the world. Because I understand the world is also part of Hashem. I understand that Tanugi Olam Hazeh are part of Hashem's plan. This is the tachlis of everything that a Jew does in this world. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, it was very clear that this was the goal. To take all of the matters of Olam Hazeh, and to elevate them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a beautiful part. In the Noam HaChasidus, which is a nice, small little sefer, arranged by topics, on Inyan HaChasidus, so he quotes the following, from the sefer Or HaGanus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, asher hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Why do we leave Mitzrayim? That's the question. Again, Sivan is the completion of Nisan. Nisan, we got the right leg. Sivan balances us out with the left leg. Why do we leave Mitzrayim? I took you out of Mitzrayim, lios lachem lilokim, that I should be for you a God. Okay, Harav Hakadosh, Rav Yitzchak, mi Gunstantin. Okay,
Constantine.
I don't know. Gunstantin Chadash. I don't know. Zal. Not sure who that is, but he heard from his Rebbe, who I'm also not sure who that is. V'Rabo Me'a Baal Shem Tov. Okay, now we're connected. Who heard from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov heard from the person who taught him, Achia Shiloni. Shekibel Mimosh Rabbeinu, all of Hashem Lahar Sinai. Tekach Perish Akasim. Okay, so this is the pshat that goes back to Baal Shem Tov, goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, goes back to Kabbalah Satorah itself. Here's what Hashem was really saying in this pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeicha. Hashem Tzeis Yeschem Eretz Yisrael. Amanas came for what purpose? Lios lachem lelokim. That in Yonei lachem, lachem always means what? Lachem means gashmius. The tachlis of leaving Mitzrayim was to take the in Yonei lachem to make them elokim. To make gashmius things into a davar ruchni. Shal lachem yagamkin b'shvil Hashem yisfarach. I was thinking, I don't know which Sfarim say this, but it must be in probably in many Sfarim. I didn't see it anywhere, but it has to be in Sfarim. That the holy name of Sfiras HaOmer is Usvartem lachem. Usvartem, the Svarim say, Kosher Sermagid and others say, Usvartem is Lashon of what? Of to illuminate, Sapir. To illuminate. Usvartem lachem means what? To add illumination to lachem. That's the greatest hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Usvartem lachem. To add light, to add illumination, to add elokus into Inyanei lachem. That's what it means to be Mekabel Torah. That's why we left Mitzrayim. Sha'alachem yegamkein b'shvil Hashem yisparach. That was the mission that Klal Yisrael were given at the moment we left Mitzrayim. But the truth is, it was the mission that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had assigned to the entire world from the beginning of time. The Baba Berebi, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Reb Zion Halberstam, in his Kedusha Zion, in Bereishis, writes as follows, page 6. Vayikra Elokim larakia Shamayim. Shamayim. The heavens, we call them Shemayim. Why is it called Shemayim? Kvar Nizkar b'kol Sifrei Kodesh ki Tachlis Abriyah. It's true, Klal Yisrael got this assignment. We were the ones, and we still are the ones, who are most responsible for this. But says the Baba Rebbe, from the beginning of time, this was the plan. The Tachlis of the world was to be Mechaber Shemayim v'aretz. All the Svarim HaKadoshim say, ki Tachlis Abriyah hi lafoch haChomer l'tzura. To take the unrefined world and to elevate it, to make it into a davar gashmi. Ulahalos kol inyane gashmi es lesharshon. She is hafchu l'ruchnias ayidei mitzvos umaisim tovim. And that's why so many mitzvos take things from this world and make them into chefsei mitzvah. Me'or shal behema lasos tefillin mezuzos. You take the hide of an animal and you turn it into tefillin mezuzos. Min hakaren lasos shofar. V'chein alula v'umatza shekulam asuyim midvarim gashmiyim. V'im is'alim l'ruchnias ayidei mitzvos. V'chein b'tzarchei ha'adam kigon achila v'shtia. Shetarach lasos b'ham nachas ruach labori baruchu. Kizek kol ha'adam. To eat like a Jew, to drink like a Jew, to take the things of this world and to use them like a Jew. V'chol ha'olam lo nivra ele b'shvil zeh. L'takin kol inyani ha'olam hazeh u'la'alos l'sharshan. That's the tachlis of this world. Hinei b'pasuk v'yikra l'ukim l'rakiya shamayim. So says the Bava Rebbe, Perish Rashi, Shehu milashon eish umayim. Shamayim, Rashi has several pshatim. One of the pshatim is, Shamayim is called Shamayim because it's a magnificent chibur of eish and mayim. Shemayim, how did God make the heavens? He took Eish, he took Mayim, somehow he fused them together. Shemu Ravin Zebezeh. V'im ki Eish v'mayim heim shnei hafachim. So says the Kedusha Sion, wait a minute, fire and water, those are opposites. How does fire and water come together to create Shemayim? And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu took two opposites, Irvan Hashem Yachad v'asim yishneim Shemayim. V'ine gam haruchnias v'gashmias heim shnei hafachim mamish, k'mo Eish v'mayim. Superficially, Gashmias and Ruchnias are two polar opposites. It's like fire and water. They can't coexist. Ki b'makom haruchnias ein makom l'gashem. V'afilu kagargar chardal mimenu. Even a drop of Gashmias in a makom ruchnias doesn't fit. V'chein lahefech. She efshar l'ruchnias l'z'ari v'magashmias. If a person's being osik in Gashmias, if people decide to enjoy Olam Hazeh, they throw a party, and they want the whole thing to be Gashmias, what, you're going to get up and give a one-minute Dvar Torah? You're going to ruin the whole party. Why? Just a drop of ruchnias. This is gashmias. We don't need your ruchnias here. Don't ruin our party with your ruchnias. Even a drop of it seems superficially again to be have no place there. Kihem shnei menagdim zel lezem in a kotze la kotze. They are the greatest extremes. V'rak ba'ofen hanizkar le'el. Kishamal and agashmias l'ruchnias. But there is a possibility to create shemayim out of eish and mayim. Dainu ayidei kavanas ha'adam. Man has been challenged with this possibility. Hamishtokik lasos lo tachos habriya. Which is an amazing thing to look at it. You have ruchnias and gashmias standing, you know, on opposite sides of the world. And man was chosen to stand in the middle and to somehow to make peace between them. Man is the only one who can do it. Naturally, they want nothing to do with each other. There's no shaykhis between them. Azmala adam kol enyani agashmias ma'arvan meruchnias lios kulan ruchnias. And then he says a magnificent pshat in Pirkei Avos. What does it say in Avos? Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Everything we do should be l'shem shemayim. What does that mean, l'shem shemayim? Turn to the top of page 7. What does it mean, l'shem shemayim? Why don't we say we should do things l'shem Hashem? What's l'shem shemayim? You should do things l'shem shemayim, klomar. Kamo sheshem ha'etzem shemayim. You should do things l'shem shemayim. The same way shemayim itself is an unusual and remarkable chibur of what? Of eish shemayim, of opposites. That's what shemayim itself is. So too, everything you should do should be l'shem shemayim. Like the shame, like the essence of shemayim. More shehu balol me'eish shemayim. Aval pi sheheim beiz menagdim zeh lezeh. Mikol makom heim u'ravin yachad. Kein ye kol meisa adam. L'halos kol inyani gashmias l'ruchnias. Hagam sheheim beiz menagdim. So to kol ma'asech yu l'shem shemayim. You should be the type of Jew who knows how to bridge fire and water. Or in our world, to bridge gashmias and ruchnias. And he brings a beautiful remez in the next paragraph. Yisav esvar makadoshim. Shekol mi'shemaisav l'shem shemayim. Why does that make sense? Svarim say that a person who's able to do things l'shem shemayim has a certain divine protection that no one can rule over him. Why is that so? Based on what we've explained. Because again, he knows how to bring any two things together. So there's no enemy, there's no one who could dominate him, no one who could take advantage of him. Because no matter what he interacts with, he finds a way to attach himself to it. In a proper way. And therefore, the Baba Rebbe brings a remez. Yesh remez alzeva pasuk. Umashalta bagayim rabim uvachal lo yimshalu. That you will rule over many, and they will not rule over you. He says, yimshalu is rashi tevos vechol masecha yu l'shem shemayim. Klomarim kol masecha yu l'shem shemayim, oz lo yimshalu alecha. No one will be able to rule over you, because you know how to bridge together, to pull together anything in this world. So this is the tachlis habriya. And again, this is Befrat, the avoda of a Jew in this world. I told you Tzvas Emes was very big on this. Where did Tzvas Emes get it from? Where did Tzvas Emes get everything from? He got it from the home that he was raised in. Where does a Jew get anything that he has in this world? We get it from our parents, from our grandparents, from our Mesorah. Tzvas Emes was raised by his grandfather, the Chiddush Arim, the first Ger Rebbe. And the Chiddush Arim has a famous Vart, but in the context of today's Shir, it's Kedai to Chazer it, to see it inside. And the Chiddush Arim al Torah, in his writings on Tehillim, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Says Chiddush Arim, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem. Again, superficially, it sounds like two separate worlds. The Shemayim are Hashem's domain. Va'aretz is man's domain. Says Chiddush Arim, in Pnimius the Torah, no such thing. Hashemayim, Hashem Yisbarach, also some Shemayim. Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem. The heavens were made heavenly by Hashem. Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, La'aso some Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man, the earth, to do the same thing that God did with the heavens. Hashem said, I made the heavens holy, and I'm putting you in charge of Olam Hazeh in order to make it holy. Of course, if we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's that much easier. Why? Because the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, the air of Eretz Yisrael, everything in Eretz Yisrael is that much easier to turn it into. It's a Shemayim Dika place, even though it's very much an Olam Hazeh Dika place. Right? To work the land, to plow the land, to produce in the land. And yet at the same time, it's mamish heaven on earth, Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Lev Elio, Rav Elio Lopian, in two places that I know of, in the Lev Elio, on page 9, he quotes the pasuk, "Levan yirbu yamechem v'mei v'nechem al adama, asher nishba Hashem lavosechem, laseis lehem, kimei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz." What does it mean, kimei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz? He has a beautiful explanation. Ma'u kimei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz? V'yesh lafarish. Dinei ha-bracha ha-mitis hi. Again, what is the goal? What is the tachlis of life in this world? Im adam zocha lechayos al haaretz hachayim al haaretz chayim ruchniim zachim me'afar hachomris. The greatest bracha in this world is to go through this world as a spiritual person, a world that is so gashmi, and to be a step above it every step of the way, to transform this aretz into a chayim ruchniim, a land that's refined, that's zach, that's purified. V'segula zu yesh la'aretz Yisrael ha'kadoshah. Eretz Yisrael, of course, has a massive advantage over Chutz La'aretz in this regard. Because if you're at Eretz Yisrael machin, the air itself makes you wise, the dirt itself is holy. Right? The halachos dictate how the land is governed. The fruits and vegetables in Eretz Yisrael are a different thing than the fruits and vegetables in Chutz La'aretz. Besides the fact that they just taste better. Sheyachol adam hagar besoch lis'alos l'skadish l'chayos chayim shemaimim al haaretz hatov al hazo. That it's possible in this physical land to live a spiritually completely refined existence. And that's what it means. Kimei ha-shemaim al haaretz. To mamish have heaven on earth. Sheyeh lehem yamim shemaimim avshim nimtzam al haaretz. But it's true everywhere. I think it's true everywhere. Eretz Yisrael has a major advantage. That's why the pasuk emphasizes al ha-adama. It's much easier to have an existence of kimei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz when you're in Eretz Yisrael. But again, it's not impossible to have it even in Washington Heights, New York. That a Jew has to walk through this world, and he has to see himself in the presence of Hashem wherever he goes. That's what it means to be a left-legged Jew. Why are we called Bnei Yisrael? Why aren't we called Bnei Avram? Why are we called Bnei Yitzchak? Different explanations that are offered in the Svar. But I think we could suggest something, even though the Me'ashi Lo doesn't specifically say this is the reason we're called Bnei Yisrael. It could be that the reason that we choose to call ourselves after Yaakov more so than Avram or Yitzchak is because of the following idea. The Me'ashi Lo in Parshas Vayetze quotes a medrash, a very sad medrash, where Yaakov Avinu feels that he's not going to be able to live up to the madrigal of Avram Yitzchak. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva V'yelech Harana says the Ishbitzer Be'medrash Shir Lamalus Esa Einai El Aharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezvi Esa Einai El Ahorim. I raise my eyes to my parents, to the Avos. Lamalfanai V'lamavdanai, I turn to those who have guided me, who have tried to set the path for me. What happens? V'hulu continues the Medrash Chazar V'amar. What happened? Yaakov says, I looked to my parents to try to learn how to seek a wife in marriage, and I left with many gifts in order to offer my wife. And unfortunately, I was robbed along the way. And now I'm left with nothing. And I feel hopeless. I'm trying to walk in the ways of the Avos. And now I'm all alone. I'm left barren. V'amar ma'ana moyved sivri min bari. What should I do? Should I give up? Sivri means lashon of hope. Should I give up hope from my Creator? Less on a moivit sivri min bari, bari, chas v'shalom. So Yaakov is machazing himself. He says, no. Just because I've been stripped of everything, just because I had a plan to be like the Avos, and I'm not like the Avos, I'm not going to give up hope of having a kesher with the Ribbono Shalom. Ela ezri me'im Hashem. Hashem's going to help me. What was the pshat? What was he panicking? He didn't have a gift to give to his dukala. That was what he was worried about. And he ends up in Lavan's house. Well, what was he really worried about? Ha'inyan b'zeh k'sheyotze Yaakov mi'be'er sheva. V'lo hayelo lechem lechol. V'lo shum davar. V'hutzrech leilech alavaru lasak b'tzon l'man parnasasam. What was Yaakov worried about? Yaakov said, it's true, I had many good years of learning. And in the end of his life, he'd have many more. But he said, I'm about to enter a tkufa of going out to work. Yaakov was leaving the Beis Medrash for his summer internship. Intent for anyone who's leaving the Beis Medrash for a summer internship. Yeah? I'm going out to work with the sheep. I'm working with all sorts of crunching numbers, filing papers, plugging things into computers. Nuffled Daito mode, and Yaakov was very depressed by that. Understandably so. This is not my world. I'm Yaakov Yishtam Yoshev Olim. That's who I am. Lashar Hebid Vera Atzma Kotan mode negative also, especially compared to Avram and Yitzchak. They never spent 20 years by a lover. They were mamish living in Shemayim, not kimeh Shemayim al aretz, not aretz nasan livnei adam to turn into Shemayim. They were just kulo Shemayim, right? In the simple sense. And Yaakov initially was very depressed by that, but says the Ishbitzer, then Yaakov was mechazik himself. He said, wait a minute. So I'm going to give up hope. I can't find the Hashem in this office. I can't find the Hashem with this client. Chazav Amar, less on a moment sivri min bari. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to abandon my hope for my Creator. Even though Avram and Yitzchak were zochet to such lofty things, Vani Roas asked me b'dvarim katanim, and I'm forced to be osek in simple things, matters of olam hazeh. Mikol makom gam b'zeh yesh avodas Hashem yisbach. Why? Ki yotzer hakol hu. Because everything's from a Kodesh Baruch. Hashem is Kone Akol. Hashem is responsible for everything. That means if I encounter it in this world, it's an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think for that reason, it's a very healthy name that we have, that we're called Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Now we're not called Bnei Avraham and Yitzchak, because that would have given us the impression that only in the Beis Medrash can I find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To just be Osek in this world, L'shem Shemayim, and to do a good job in Inyanei Olam Hazeh. And by the way, there's a big Mahalich in the Svarim of trying to make a davar gashmi into a very ruchni thing. To take a very gashmius avoda and to try to come up with a very spiritual, deep explanation of what I'm doing. That's a hard thing to do. So I'm going to give you something much more pasha to do. If you're osek in olam hazeh activities and you do it in a yasher kind of way, if you just do it right, that's also a very halakha thing. On page 11, in the Michta Me'eliyahu, in Chelek Aleph, on page 34, he quotes, we know that Chanoch died, right? Chanoch was taken from this world at a very young age. And he quotes on the right-hand side, V'salei Chanoch es Elokim, Chazal saying that Chanoch was, it's a Medrash Talpios, it's quoted in the Medrash Talpios, not a sefer of Midrashim, but it quotes from Kadmonim, and in Medrash Talpios it says that Chanoch was a shoemaker. Chanoch was a shoemaker. And he was such a halakha shoemaker. It sounds like a Reb Shlomo's story. And with every stitch, he was miyached yichudim. There's a shame yichud on every stitch that he did. So what's the pshat? So that's what you're supposed to do? That's a realistic way to spend your summer internship? I couldn't be miyached yichudim if I was trying to do it in the context of a mitzvah, let alone stitching shoes. So he says a part from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and it's so fitting that he says this from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Let me tell you why. Because elsewhere, in Michta Me'eliyahu, in Volume 1, on page 84, he brings, I heard this from my brother once, Rav David told me this, that Rav Dessler tells about the time, Rav Dessler was a descendant of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rav Dessler's great-grandmother, whose name was Esther, was married to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he writes this in Michta Me'eliyahu, on page 84, he says that when my great-grandmother married Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, they made a deal in the Yichud room to avoid any machlokas in their marriage. What was the deal? The deal was that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was going to be in charge of all spiritual matters, spiritual decision making, and Esther would be in charge of all matters of Olam Hazeh. So deciding what color to paint the walls, right, and what types of sheets to get for the beds, that was Esther's department, and what and all of the spiritual decisions that had to be made for the family, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter would make. But she says, Rav Dessler's great-grandmother used to recount, he said, in the end, my husband, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, had the final say on everything. Why? Because everything was a spiritual matter by him. What color to paint the walls and how to, you know, put up the drapes was also a spiritual matter. Yeah, so Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a very halakhic yid. And yeah, look how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter interpreted this Medrash Talpios. What does it mean that he was miyached yichudim on every stitch? Rabbi said this is much more for people like ourselves. B'shamati b'shem Rabbeinu Yisrael misalant zatzal. Shebir maimer hazeh bir nechvad. Vayomer, he said as follows. Ki ein hakavana shebishas tfiraso hayadavik machshavos elyonos. It's not that while he was stitching shoes, his mind was flying in himmel, right? That his mind was in the outer spheres, being miyached yichudim. You know why? Such a Rabbi Yisrael Salanter answer. You know why? It's also to do that. It's usur. If you're working for someone, you have to focus on your work. Shezeh usur al piyadin. Ki eichifana is daitul ledavar acher. At the moment that he's osek b'melechas acher, b'sher sachru, he was hired to do a job, he has to focus on the job. He's not allowed to be involved in all sorts of other things. So what does it mean it was miyachid yichudim? El tochen ha-yichudim shayim miyachid. You know how he was miyachid yichudim, who asher sam alibo machshavaso b'chol tfira u'tfira ki tiyatova v'chazak. He wanted every stitch that he was stitching that it should be a good stitch. And it should be a strong shoe. It should be a good shoe. What's that? How does that be miyachid yichudim? Miyachid yichudim means saying l'shem yichud and understanding how this stitch is yud and hey and vav and hey. What do you mean he made good shoes? But the answer is that the shoes should be good. L'man yena mehem asher yinalam. That the person who's going to wear these shoes should be able to enjoy these shoes. And that's also something that Hashem wants for us. To be involved in this world with the sense of this is Hashem's world. And I don't have to always try to run away from it. And I don't have to try to be miyached yichudim to turn it into something more in the base medrash. Again, hopefully over time, we can naturally become the types of people who infuse everything we do in Gashmias with Ruchnias. But to also do a good job in this world, to be osek in Hashem's world, not with a sense like, oh, I have to just get this over with and get back to the base medrash, because this is a davar batala. Right, but to engage Hashem's world in a very real way, and to be proud to be a part of Hashem's world, and to do that process of kimei shamayim al haaretz, to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world by just doing a good job, by being a good Jew in this world and everything that we do, even if it's stitching up a pair of shoes. The Maharal describes in Pirkei Avos on page 12. There's back-to-back Mishnayos. Right? There's back-to-back Mishnayos in the third parak. First you have the Mishnah, a person who spends all day sleeping, and he likes a glass of wine in the afternoon. A person who's very involved in enjoying the pleasures of this world. Motzina sa'adim min ha'olam. He's going to be removed from this world. What happens in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah we have in front of us, Yud Aleph, Rebbe Lazar HaModai Omer, HaMachalas HaKodshim, HaMavazas HaMoados, HaMalvim Pnei Chavera Barabim, HaMefir Brisol Shal Avram Avinu, Megalapanam B'Tor Shalok Kalacha, even if he has Torah and Maisim Tovim, Ein Lo Chelik Lom Havo. Maharal, in an amazing way, puts these two Mishnahs together. What was the previous Mishnah? The guy who wants to sleep all day and enjoy pleasures of this world and have a good time in this world. What's his punishment? He doesn't enjoy this world. In the end, he doesn't find that pleasure in this world. Who's this guy? Who's this fellow with machalas, akadshim, mavazas, moados? You would think, again, it's a person who's what? Who's scornful of ruchnis. Just the opposite. Look what Maharal says by the arrow. Maharal says, ki arishon, Shisam kol machshavoso v'tachlitzo olam hazeh agashmi. V'lakach oncho shu nevad min olam hazeh agashmi. The previous Mishnah was the person who loved Gashmias, and his punishment therefore is that he doesn't enjoy the olam agashmi. In the end, he never finds the pleasures that he's seeking. Who's this Mishnah? Who's Rav Elazar HaModai speaking about? V'elu sheniska Rav Elazar hefech zeh shechosef shelo yifana rak achar seichel u'mevazeh kol davar sheyesh bo inyan gashmi klal. Look how Maharal reads this Mishnah. It's unbelievable. He says, all of these examples in the Mishnah is a person who says, I only want Ruchnias. The previous Mishnah is the guy who says, I only want Gashmias. This Mishnah is a person who says, I only want Ruchnias. How does that translate into Machalas HaKadshim? Mevazes HaMoados, Malbim Pnei Chavero Barabim. Maharal goes one by one. Lakach Amar Machalas HaKadshim. She Omer Ki Ein Achil V'Shtiel Lefanov. Machalas HaKadshim means what? We're offering karbanos to Hashem? As if God needs to eat? As if God would want to eat? And sometimes the Kohen eats from the Karban, and that's supposed to be like a holy thing? But calling it the hamburger is a holy thing all of a sudden. Ulefichach ein lahakriv alav dvarim elu. Levishin nivza ve'einav kol davar shu achila. Achila. I don't want anything to do with achila. V'kach mevaza mo'adim. He's mevaza the moed. Why does he make fun of? Why does he poke fun at the Yom Tovim? He says, these Jews, a Yom Tov, a moed, a spiritual time of encounter with God. All you do is sit around at the table, eating and eating and eating. That's not a way to encounter God. He says what? You're going to make a bris, a covenant with God, a deep covenant with God over the body part that struggles most with the nani gashmias in this world. That limb that's entirely used for physical pleasure, that's what you're going to use to make a covenant with God? Shekol in Yanu, who rodif achar asichli. This individual says, I only want spiritual things. Umarchas dvarim shuguf. V'chein hu malvin p'nei chavero. Why is he malvin p'nei chavero? Why doesn't he treat people nicely? Because people are human beings, and human beings are in a body. And if you're in a body, so then by definition, you're not that great. You're not sichli. You're not purely neshama. And he goes on and he explains each and everything on the list. And therefore, he concludes, where it's underlined. This person who says, I only want ruchnias, what's his punishment? Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. Mida keneged mida, he loses olam haba. Olam haba being understood here as olam haneshamos, the pure ruchni state that a person, he desires, he loses it. Why? Because he's perverting the Torah in this way. He's saying the Torah is only meant to be a davar ruchni, and that's not true. The chiddush of the Torah is the Torah teaches us how to engage in gashmias in this world. And that's the thing that sets us apart from all of the umos ha'olam. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in several places in Emes Liakov. He has it in Bereishis, he has it in Bo, he has it in Mishpatim. Here's the piece from Mishpatim. He says, it's so interesting. Why is it that the Yom Tovim are always described in the context of what's happening in the fields? You're planting, you're plowing, you're bringing in, you're bundling. Hidei lashon haTorah metzinu kama pamim, on the right-hand side, where it's underlined. Shidei kram ha-shalosh ragom al-shem matzevei ha-tevua basada. Why do we define the Yom Tovim based on the matzav of what? Of the produce in the field. V'ainu ki'ilu inyan achag, as if the entire Yom Tov is lachgog she'achein ha-tevua gadla, or niktzra, it grew. Right, it was harvested. Is that what Jewish holidays are about? That we're celebrating success in our fields. So he says, see what I wrote over there in Bereishis at length, but I'll show you the shorter version over here. Shekavanas haTorah b'zeh hu lahadgish as shitas Yisrael lacholekas alamunas haumos. This is the main thing that separates us from the nations of the world. By the Christians, if you want to be the best Christian you could be, so you become a priest and you separate yourself from Gashmis. You don't get married. You're not Osek in Olam Hazeh. You detach yourself from Olam Hazeh. You're married to a Kodesh Baruch. The previous Mishnah just told us a second ago. Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. If you think you're going to only have ruchnias, that is a perversion of Torah itself. Of course we make a Yom Tov, schedule it around success in the fields. This is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. It's not the Baal Shem Tov writing here. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, there is no distinction between Avodas Hashem al Yedei Achila and Avodas Hashem al Yedei Tfila. That is the thing that sets us apart from the nations of the world. So Rabosai, now we come to the final step, which is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shavuos highlights this more than any other Yom Tov. Shavuos, the Zman of Kabbalah Satorah, Dafka highlights what? Our connection to Gashmias. You would think Shavuos, the Zman Matan Torah Seinu, it's a time of Torah. You would think it's a time for Kula La Hashem. And yet we see just the opposite by Shavuos. In the Drushos of the Oneg Yom Tov, on page 14 and 15 in front of you, in his drush, on the second parak of Pirkei Avos, he starts off by quoting the Pesukim at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, and then he asks the following question by the Arrow. In the context of Kedoshim Tiyu, it describes the Karban Shlamim. The Karban Shlamim is a Karban that a person eats from. It's not an Ola, it's not burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. Why should that be? So he says on the top of the left-hand side, Ulam Yuvan Alpi Mashabiarnu Hada'amar B'Psachim Perek Aleph Dalet. Let's parak Aleph Dalim Psachim. Parak Elu Dvar. A machlokas between who? Reish Aleph and Reish Yud. Who's Reish Aleph and Reish Yud? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Right? Those two are always arguing. O Kulo Lashem, O Kulo Lachem. Rabbi Eliezer says, you pick what you want. Pick of a halach on Yom Tov. Either it's all ruchnius or all gashmius. Okay, skipping the brackets for a second. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, chalkeyu, divide it in half. Chetzi Hashem, chetzi lachem. Omer, Rabbi Elazar, hakol modim batzeres debeinan nami lachem. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who often gives you the opportunity to choose the entirely ruchnius path, says that on a tzeres, on shvuas, everyone agrees you need lachem. Usfartim lachem. Svartam lachem. You need lachem. You need olam hazeh things. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Lios lachem. Elokim. To turn lachem into Elokim, like we saw earlier. The vart that Moshe Rabbeinu passed down through the generations. Yeah? Why do you need lachem on Shavuos? What's the Gemara's answer? Very strange. My time up. Yom shenitna bo Torah. You know I need to eat? You know I need to enjoy Gashmias? Because this was the day the Torah was given. What? If anything, this should be the day that everyone agrees, Kula lachem. What do you mean everyone agrees you need lachem on Shavuos? Explains the Oneg Yom Tov very beautifully. The Amarnu HaKavana, the Amrinan, top of page 15. The Gemara says, at the end of Mesach HaZvachim, Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph, Abachlokas between Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Elazar. V'chad Amar lo karvu shlamim b'nei noach rak olos. A non-Jew is only allowed, in Klal Yisrael, before Kabbalah Satorah, we're only allowed to what? To bring carbon ola. What's a carbon ola? The entire thing goes up in smoke. Entirely offered to God. V'atam yishum da'ola kula kalil v'ein ba'achilas adam klal. Masha'ein kin shlamim hadam le'gavoa v'abasar lehedyot. As opposed to the shlam which are eaten by man. V'ein ben noach roi l'madregazu. A ben noach, a person who doesn't have Torah, doesn't understand how eating a meal can be on par with tefillah, like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky told us a moment ago. V'lo hachshu adayin lecho mishulchan gavoa. You're not able to eat off of Hashem's table, so to speak, to eat a carbon. Lit starif a carbon echad achilas mizbeach v'achilas adam biyachad. Masha'in kin achar matan Torah. But the chiddush of Torah, the chiddush of Torah is dafka this. She'amdu al arsinai u'paskas u'amasam. V'od she'kiblu Torah mitzvos, oz nis'alu liskari ve'lov yis'ala ad ki koach lehem, lit starif achilas adam yishulchan gavoa. Ki yesh v'achilas a mitzvah. Ma'isiyas kemo bezrikas adam al mizbeach. That the eating of a hamburger by a kohen, a steak by a kohen is not any less significant than the dung that's being sprinkled on his bech. V'lo matzinu leben noach mitzvah b'achila. Aval mikabalas haTorah ve'elach. But from the time of Kabbalas haTorah, this was the chiddush. And now you understand why Rabbi Elazar says, on atzeres, on shvuas, everyone agrees you need lechem. You have to engage gashmias. Because that will be an indication of how successful, in fact, you are in your relationship with the Torah. What's the carbon of shvuas, Rabbi Osai? What's the carbon of shvuas? The shtei alechem. The shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is chametz. Shtei alechem is chametz. We've gone from now, we've transitioned from that world of Nisan to Sivan. Right? We've gone from the world of matzah, which is the celebration of Pesach. And when you come to Shavuos, you come to the carbon shtei alechem. What's the shtei alechem? The shtei alechem is accompanied by karbanos as well. But the karbanos are not ma'akev. In the Kli Chem, the Rav Meir Dan Platsky, who is the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, he says that the Shtei HaLechem is the only karban, where technically it's possible that the karban is only eaten by a person. Yes, the Shtei HaLechem is supposed to be accompanied by kavasim, but the kavasim are not ma'akev. So for some reason you didn't put anything on the Mizbeach, the Kohanim could still eat, and the karban is a karban. Just eating is a karban. But that's Shavuos. That's exactly what Shavuos is. And he writes very similar to what we just saw a moment ago from the Oneg Yom Tov. Just take a look at the arrow. While it's true that a Ben Noach can also bring a carbon, achrak olos, but only a carbon that's what? That's entirely on the Mizbeach. Avashlamim einam akriven el Yisrael. V'chein pasuk haRambam. V'tam adavar kasu ha-mefarshim. D'ben Noach einam sheichem el ha-karbanos shein kulan kalil. A Ben Noach can only understand the concept of burning it to God. She'olam le'gavoh levad. Avashlamim. She'esh bem achilas kohanim u'balim. V'achilasan hu'avoda. Mishulchan kavoa kazachu, to eat off Hashem's table. A person, a kohen. What does that mean? Bezeinu umas olam nechlalin. Umas olam can't understand such a thing. Va'inin husha Hashem yisbarach baras olamo bekochos ateva. Va'olam hazem isnag al pi tivi umishtari hashemayim. There's a natural order to things. Al nambacher Yisrael am segulaso v'nasan lem haTorah kadosha shayideze yiskablas haTorah v'yelchu bedarchei haTorah kadosha v'yinasu lemal mikochos ateva. To take Tevin to lift it up. Kimei Hashemayim al Aretz. Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Vaharetz Nasan Livnei Adam to turn it into Shemayim. V'mishgachim v'divukim b'Hashem Yisbarach Levado v'Avinu Harishon Avram. And Avram was the one who paved the way, by the way, in this regard. The first part of the piece, he quotes the Rashi in Lech Lecha, that Malchitzedek brought out Lechem and Yayin, and he served it to Avram. Avram, who was what? Kone Shemayim Vaharetz. He was the first one. Avram was the first one who understood how to bridge Shemayim Vaharetz in this way. Be a little bit above the world. Be, for Avram was very much a part of this world. He's 100% Osek in this world, in the sense of connecting people to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And at the same time, he was entirely beyond this world. Hashem wants us to be zoicha lefichach yirbalem Torah mitzvos hakavana nira. What does it mean? Lezachos es Yisrael. He says zachos is a lashon of zach. Hashem in Zayin zach. Hashem wants to make us pure, so He gave us a million and one things to do in this world, not out of this world. In this world, ha'inu shuviv neisha ratzak kadosh baruch hu lezachay chesam Yisrael. Ha'inu shachomer shalhem yizachay. Hashem wants to refine our bodies. Lefichach yirbalem Torah mitzvos. Shayidei zeh shoskin b'Torah v'osin kol inyanei agashmiim l'shem mitzvah. Niskatru advar magashmiim v'nasim l'inyanim rochtim. To take a davar gashmi, to take our own bodies, and to turn it into a davar ruchni. And that's what it means. Here ba lahem Torah mitzvos. He's darshaning lahem like lahem. Usvartem lahem. Right? Here ba lahem Torah mitzvos. He gave the lahem, he gave their guf, a lot of Torah and mitzvos. And he concludes, he says, that is the secret of the shtei alechem, by the final arrow. V'nira the inyan zeh, ramaz lo, Malchitzedek melech shalim. When Malchitzedek brought out lechem and yayin for Avram Avinu, he said, Avram, you are lechem and you are yayin. Lechem is this world. Yayin is that which is entirely to Hashem. The lechem romez l'shtei alechem debatzeres. The shtei alechem, the unique carbon of shvuas. Shua carbon ha'echad she'ein mimenu legavola klum. It's the carbon that's what? That's entirely. Hashem trusts man to be able to eat it. And yet to call it a carbon. The kaim alon ha'kavosim ein ma'akvenes alechem. U'babifnei atzmo. V'u carbon shekulo la'achilas kohanim. That's what shuas is about. Umeramis shal yidei koach haTorah kadosha yachal lahakriv carbon kazeh shakulo laachilas adam v'afal pichein u carbon gomer afal pishe ein l'mizbeach b'menu klum. And the yayin, of course, which is entirely on the mizbeach, represents that other world. And Avram was the one who was kone shemayim v'aretz, who brought together these two worlds. I want to just end by saying something that, again, I think it's a davar pashut, and it brings us back to where we started. How do we begin? How do we start? We started with David HaMelech. David HaMelech was the one who taught us that what? Chishavti derachai v'ashiva raglai al yidosecha. David HaMelech was the greatest when it came to the left leg. Right? But in our times and in the Torah that we've been studying today, in the world of Pnimius HaTorah, the person who taught this to us in such a deep way, of course, was the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was the one who taught the world that you can be osik in gashmias and you can turn it into a davar ruchni. It's an amazing thing. My brother once told me, Avart, it may have been his own pshat. He said, what does Hashem say to Klal Yisrael after Kabbalah Satorah? Where does Hashem send them? Hashem says, go to Beis Medrash and learn. Where does Hashem send them? Shvu lachem lo aleichem. Everyone go home and be intimate with your wives. And the Gemara says they were blessed. They were blessed. Everyone's wife became pregnant. They had a child. That's where you go from Kabbalah Satorah. Shvu lachem lo aleichem. Go to your OL. Your OL, which means your Isha, according to the Gemara in Moed Katan Dav Zayin. And the answer is yes, because now you know how to be osek in gashmias. That's why the first thing Hashem says to them after Kabbalah Satorah is Shvu lechem lo aleichem. That's why the first mitzvah of the Torah is Pur Revu. Because again, if you understand the Torah perspective, you're not scared of gashmias. You're not scared of physicality. You're not scared of sexuality. You're not scared of things of this world. Because you know how to be osek in it in the proper way. But this was the main emphasis, the final page. This was the main emphasis of Torah's Baal Shem Tov. That a person can be osek in ruchnias wherever he is. That anything that he does, he can evolve himself in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what David HaMelech was teaching as well. This past week's Parsha Bahar, we end with Baal Shem Tov HaTorah Oshei. It's a quote really from the Moray Naim. B'shem the Baal Shem Tov. V'chisimchu mimkar la misecha, o kano miyara misecha. Esek masu matan hu gam ken avod v'Torah. When a Jew leaves the Beis Medrash to go out to the world, to be involved in Masav HaMatan, that's also Avodah, and that's also Torah. Ki kama dinam yesh al zeh. Because on a simple level, first of all, a person who runs a business, there's a lot of halacha you need to know to properly run a business. V'amar Rav Baal Shem Tov alav shalom nishmaso begins a meroimim ki ma'odam halomid es haTorah l'shem habori baruch. If a person sits and learns Torah, limashal, if he learns the Mishnah and Baal Metziah, hamachlif parah b'chamor, when you talk about the idea of exchanging a para for a chamor, who chashav ma'od lefnei abore baruch hu, kol shekeinim osa ha'davar machlef para b'chamor. All the more so if you go out to the field and you actually do it. You're not just talking about it. Umani gatzum bezal pi Torah. Vada yoser chashav avodim ula. That's an even greater avoda in many respects. Even though Talmud Torah can I get kula, but in some ways doing it is an even greater avoda. Ki b'chol davar sheyesh ba'olam hakolo bar el lechvodo. B'chol davar katan v'gadol ina misnag ki al pi Torah. Im lo b'umos shemisnagim al pi mazalos. Not like the umos olam, but our Torah teaches us how to engage in this world in a very real way. This is the lesson of David Melech. This is the lesson of the Baal Shem Tov. And that's why David HaMelech, you look at the life of David HaMelech, he's called a maskil. Right? The Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, "Yehi David l'chol d'rachav maskil v'Hashem imo." Shaul HaMelech looks at David and he says, he's maskil ma'od. He has a certain, right? The seichel shall call David. It's the first piece in Likutei Maran. David HaMelech knows how to see beyond the surface. He's mefarfer, mecharcher, b'chol oz, he's dancing wildly, and Michal Bas Shaul looks out her window, and she says, this is not how a king acts. Where's the, carry yourself, look. He says, no, I'm going to show you that involving every bit of my body can be the service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I want to suggest that maskil is Rashi Tevos kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. That was the ultimate maskil. Because he knows l'shem shemayim, like the Babavir told us, to be mechaber eish shemayim. And by the way, what was Michal Bas Shaul's punishment for criticizing David HaMelech for his wild dancing? What was she told? You're never going to have a child again. You're never going to have a child again. You know why? Because again, shvu lechem lo'alechem, puravu, the foundation of what it means to be a Torah Jew. To understand that gashmius, that an act of intimacy between husband and wife, can produce a mitzvah. She didn't understand such a thing. Maskil David, biyoso b'mara tefila. The Medrash says in that maskil David, when David was hiding in that cave, and the spider, right? The Medrash says the spider made a web, and he realized, even a spider is a chashuv thing. I never realized that. That's what it means to be a maskil. Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. So I'll tell you what I was thinking this morning. I'm so excited about this. What's the yard set of David HaMelech? Shuas. What's the answer to the Baal Shem Tov? Shuas. Why? Because that was their whole avoda. They teach us what it means, Shuas. They teach us what it means, Kabbalah Satara. To be osek in Gashmias and to do it mamish in a way that's kula ruchnias. So Mirtz Hashem, as we end our time together and go out to the world for the summer, hopefully we'll be able to go out in a way that's a big kiddush Hashem. We have a couple days to get ready for Shuas, to mekabel Torah in this way on Shuas, and then Mirtz Hashem will be able to mechaber shemayim v'aretz in a way that will make Kodesh Baruch Hu very, very proud. Shkoyach.